This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden promised flexibility in a rare White House meeting Monday with opposition Republican lawmakers as well as Democratic allies to push his more than $2 trillion infrastructure bill. President Biden so far has zero support from Republican lawmakers for his giant spending plan, which would pour money into everything from reconstructing the highway system to bringing broadband internet to farming communities and fixing household water supplies. President Biden also met virtually with leading CEOs for a summit on a global semiconductor shortage as he works to build support for his infrastructure bill. The president told the leaders of General Motors, Google, and U.S. semiconductor powerhouse Intel that the United States must build up its own infrastructure to prevent future supply crises. The gathering comes as a shortage of semiconductors slows supply chains in several sectors. The crunch has badly dented U.S. auto manufacturing, with General Motors, Ford, and other car makers temporarily shuttering some factories or reducing production. The White House says it is incredibly saddened to hear about another loss of life at the hands of law enforcement in the state of Minnesota. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden was briefed on the shooting, and the White House has been in touch with the governor, mayor, and local law enforcement. Psaki's comments following the police chief in the Minneapolis suburb where a 20-year-old man was fatally shot during a traffic stop, saying he believes the officer who fired intended to use a taser, not a handgun. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon describes the shooting as an accidental discharge. The State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating. Dante Wright died Sunday in an area that is already on edge because of the trial of the first four police officers in George Floyd's death.